A new series today, Inside Yourself, or Yourself Inside. And I'm going to be talking about self-image. I'm going to be talking about improving your self-image. We're going to be talking about listening to the warning inside. You know, that's going to be the one I really want everybody here to hear. I think that one, if we would listen to the warning inside, we would miss so many catastrophes of life. But today what we're going to be talking about is getting up on the inside. You know, we all go through stuff. We all hit things in life that punch us, that take the wind out of our sails, that knock us down on the outside. But the key to having a great and a successful and a fulfilling life, a victorious life, is to getting up on the inside. If you can get up on the inside and stay up on the inside, then there's never an obstacle in life. You're never going to encounter anything in life that you won't come out smelling well. You won't come out on top. You won't come out good. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. You know, people give up too easily. They go through a tough time and they get all bent out of shape. They get all depressed. They get all down. They like Terry was talking about earlier, instead of running to God, they kind of back away from Him. And that's not what you do when things start getting tough on you. What we do when things start getting tough on us is understand that we've got to get more determined. When things start getting down, when things start going crazy around your life, you've got to get an attitude that says, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be determined here. You see, if you look at successful people, any successful person that you look at in life, they're determined people. They're hard-headed people. When you look at people that are not successful, you find people that quit. They're quitters. They've got a slimy backbone. You know, they wallow in pity parties all the time. But what we want to do is we want to be an overcomer. We want to walk in life. And sometimes when you're continuously fighting the battle, and it goes on for a long period of time, we have an attitude that we will accept the defeat. For example, in marriages, you know, you get married and you think everything's going to be great, and you find out that it's not. and so you start this, we're going to make it work. And you fight and you fight and you fight. And then one day you kind of accept the thought, well this marriage was doomed from the beginning. You know, I'm going to give up on it. Or maybe you get a bad report from the doctor and you're fighting this sickness and this illness for a long period of time. And finally you come to a place where you accept that you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. Listen, don't do that. That's not what God has for you. That's not God's word at all. Or maybe you got a child that's in rebellion and you know, you've been praying and seeking God for this child and you really want this child and you finally come to a place in life where you accept the fact, well, he's never going to, or she's never going to get around to it. No, listen, what we've got to do is become determined. We got to say, you know, I may not understand all this, but I know you do, God. And I know that if I stay in my faith, and what I mean by that, by staying in the faith, if I stay close to God, if I stay where I'm supposed to be with God, if I stay in the faith with God, then I know things are going to work out. Things are going to be okay. But I have got to stay close with God, and then I've got to know that He is going to make it all work out for me. I heard a story. It was about a little boy, and he was at church with his mom, and they had pews. And he was playing in the pew. He was standing up inside the pew, and he was running back and forth, being a little distractive. And so his mother told him to sit down. So he sat down. He sat down for a couple of minutes, and he'd get back up, and he'd start playing again. And she knew it was distracting people, and so she says, sit down. So he sits down again. He sits down for a few minutes, and then he gets back up. Some of you may know that child. In fact, that may be some of your child. But anyway, he gets back up again, and he starts playing up and down again and running back and forth. And so she's getting frustrated, you know, and aggravated with the kid. And so she says, I said sit down. And he didn't sit down. So she takes her hand, and she puts it on his head, and she pushes him down. And he sits down. He's fuming. He looks at her, and he said, Mom, I might be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. But you know, that's the way we should be sometimes, isn't it? things in life push you down. They knock you down. They take the wind out of your sails, and they knock you for a loop. And we let life, allow life to push us down. And sometimes there's really nothing that you can do to stop it. It just pushes you down. But we got to be like that little boy. We got to say, I might be down on the outside, but on the inside, I'm up. I'm standing up on the inside. You know, that's what we need to do in life. We've got to allow the circumstances of life to be springboards, not stumbling blocks. We've got to allow them to really help us. You know, you may have a bad report from the doctor, and you may say, well, you know what, this thing's got me down on the outside, but on the inside I can still stand up. Or you may have lost a big client for your business or whatever, and you may say, well, this thing's knocked the wind out of my sails. And you may be down on the outside, but on the inside, you know, God's going to fix it. God's going to get you through it. It's going to be all right. Life pushes us down, but what we can't do is stay in a pity party. We can't wallow around in that mess. We got to get up. We don't stay in the pity party. Don't blame God. Don't blame people. What you've got to do is get up on the inside. And if you'll get up on the inside, you can say, Lord, I don't understand this. I'm not figuring it all out. But you promised me in your word that everything works out for my good. And so I'm going to stay tight with you. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to keep worshiping you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to stay where I'm supposed to be in you. And I know that you're going to make me come out on top. You're going to make me smell good at the end of this thing. When the dust settles and when it all clears out, I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to be on top of this thing. And you see, and that's what the idea that we've got to have is we've got to be victorious. We've got to be overcomers. We're more than conquerors. That's what God has made us to be. We're not losers. Listen, God didn't make any losers. Come on. I said God didn't make any losers. God didn't make any flakes. God made children of God. He made people that can overcome. And so it's an attitude. And instead of giving up, what we've got to do is dig in. Instead of throwing in the towel, we gotta stand fast. It's time to dig in. It's time to fight. That's what an overcomer does. That's what somebody who's more than a conqueror does. They don't run off when they start getting tough, when things get tough. How many ever heard God say everything's going to be right in your life all the time? It's going to be just a bed of roses. It's going to go well with you all the time. Does anybody read that in the Bible? God never promises us that. You see, what God does more or less tell us is how to get through the tough times that we do encounter. I want to make sure I get this across. See, you cannot be defeated if you never give up. Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, in the sixth chapter, Paul is telling us about putting on the armor of God and how we should wage war. It's the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt, and the feet shod with preparation, the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit. You know, and he's telling us what to do when we encounter attacks and when we want to move forward in life. But then he comes to a place and he says, now, if none of this really works, if you're really not progressing then, he says, here's what you got to do. And I want to read it to you. It's in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God. So when, not if, what does it say? When the day of evil comes. We're all going to have bad days. We're all going to have some tough times. So when the day of evil comes, you may be able to do what? Stand your ground. The thought here is, just leave it up there. The thought there is, at least you're not backing up. You're standing. You're not giving ground back to the enemy. You're at least standing. Don't give up. Get up on the inside. And he says, stand your ground. And after that, if you have done how much? If you've done everything you know to do, stand. And I know that some of you are that way. You know, you've been fighting things for a long, long time. Maybe it's your finances or your marriage or your children or your occupation. And it seems like it's never going to end. And you've done everything you know to do. You pray, you come to church, you give, you minister to people. You've done everything you know to do, and it doesn't seem like it's getting better. But what the Bible promises you, what God promises you, and what I'm wanting you to get a hold of today, is that if once you get this idea in your head, if I stand here long enough, I'm going to win. If I will not give up, I'm going to come out on top. I'm going to come out of this thing smelling pretty good. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35, is interesting. It talks about confidence. You know, confident people are winners. It says here, it says in Hebrews 10, 35, so do not throw away your what? Your confidence. You see, when we throw away our confidence, when we let our confidence go, we're just accepting defeat. Don't throw away your confidence. Be confident. There's some things I am so confident about that I know I'm going to do this really well. Take me fishing. I'm going to catch a fish. I'm confident. Give me a mud hole. I might pull a fish out of that thing. I'm going to catch a fish. I'm confident about certain things in life. Don't throw away your confidence. It will be richly what? It'll be richly rewarded. God rewards our confidence. And if you can hold on to your confidence, there's a reward coming. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He's promised. It's up to us whether we're going to be confident or not. Listen, your enemy, the thing you're struggling with, can't remove your confidence. You give it away. Nothing can take your confidence. You throw it away. And when we get this in our head that if I can stay confident, if I can stay up on the inside, knowing that I'm going to come out, be confident in God, be confident in His Word, be confident in the people of God, be confident in myself, then I'm going to come out of this thing on top. I'm going to come out of this thing feeling pretty good. You know, and the great thing about getting up on the inside is it doesn't matter where you are, you can get up on the inside. You can be flat on your back in the hospital and still get up on the inside. You can go through all kinds of physical problems and be down on the outside. But nothing can stop you from getting up on the inside but you. All you do is get your confidence up. You get your confidence in God up. You get your confidence in people up. You get your confidence in you up. You get your confidence in God's Word up. And you can get up. You can do this. You know, you may be at work, and the people at work are always constantly trying to pull you down to their level. But you don't have to take that. Stay confident. Stay confident in God, and you're going to go up. Don't allow situations to take your joy. Don't allow situations to take away your hope. Don't allow situations to pull you down. You've got to keep standing on the inside. What I'm really wanting to say to you today is be a warrior, not a whiner. Whiners never win. Warriors never lose. If you can stay confident, you're going to win. You're going to come out on top every time. 2 Corinthians, most interesting scripture. One I really hope the Lord ministers to you with. In chapter 2, verse 14 says this, now thanks be to unto God who, sometimes, what does it say? Who what? Always, say always, always causeth us to triumph in Christ. You can't lose if you're in Jesus. He always, no matter what you're facing, no matter what situation you're going through, God's going to work it for you good, and you're going to come out on top. But here's the point that I really want out of this verse. It says, and maketh manifest the what? The what? You need to get this part now. The savor, the smell, the aroma. Always He causes to manifest the aroma of His knowledge, the smell of His knowledge, by us in every place. No matter what we're going through, no matter where we are, we can come out smelling good. You see that? You come out smelling, God makes you smell like His knowledge. God makes you smell like you know what you're doing. When you're in Christ and you're confident of who you are, and you're confident of Jesus and confident of His Word, then you're going to come out of every situation, every place, you're going to come out triumphing, you're going to come out on top, you're going to come out smelling good. Now, I don't know about you, but losing stinks to me. How about you? I don't even like teams I want to pull for to lose. That stinks. And the truth of the matter is when the dust settles, and when the smoke clears, and when it's all done and over, I want to come out of that thing smelling good. The Bible tells us about David. David, before he became king, had 600 mighty men, and he was on a campaign. They were at this time dwelling in a city called Ziklag. And they had a campaign, and on the way back from the campaign, they noticed that there was smoke coming up from the area of Ziklag. So they took off, and they got there, and sure enough, while all the men, the warriors, were gone, the enemy attacked. And the enemy came in, and it burnt down all the houses and took his wife, and took all the men's wives, took all their possessions, took all their children. Let's make this real. It speaks of a person who's lost their family, who's lost all their possessions, who's lost their children, has got nothing left. And David comes back to this. Let me read this to you. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3. It says, when David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. That's a downer. David's down. Everybody's down. Have you ever had a situation like that that was so bad, it was so devastating, it had knocked you down so badly that you just wept until you just could not weep anymore? You're so broken. And David is in this position. And it's bad because even his closest of friends are after him. Let me read you in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. It says, and David was greatly distressed. David is stressed out here. He's having a panic attack. I don't know if you've ever had one of those. I've only had two. I don't ever want to have another. It's a freaky feeling. David is distressed. He's having a panic attack. For the people spake of stoning him. He wasn't getting terminated here. They weren't firing him. They were going to kill him. Because the soul of the people was grieved. Now these are his best of buddies. These are people that have supported him all of his life. They're turning against him. And now it's a bad deal. And when people get upset, when people get grieved, they get vicious. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But watch this now. But David encouraged himself. God didn't come and encourage David. Who encouraged David? David encouraged himself. David got up on the inside. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So here's that David. He's watching his life literally go up in smoke. The ashes and the sinews. He's seeing it just burn, just go away. Everything he's ever had, and not just him, but all the people that he loves, gone or grieved or angry with him. And he's sitting here weeping, broken. And so, though down outwardly, inwardly, David makes a decision to get up. And so he encourages himself in the Lord his God. And he gets up on the inside. And so once he gets up on the inside in this devastating situation, he's not long getting up on the outside. So you can't get up on the outside unless you're up on the inside. He gets up on the inside. He gets up on the outside. Now he starts encouraging others. And before long, he's got all those guys up on the inside. Then they get up on the outside. And before long, they're going after those enemies. And supernaturally, when you read the passage and the story, supernaturally, they defeat them. And David gets everything back. David didn't only get what he lost and his wife's and his family and everything back. David didn't just get back what he lost. He got back what his mighty men lost and their families and their wives and their riches. But also, this raiding party had raided this whole area. He got back what everybody lost. And so instead of David being a rat, he's a hero. And there's times when God will just totally flip things around. But what you got to do is get up on the inside. It never would have happened had David not gotten up on the inside first. And you can't expect, when you're seeing your life go up in flames, when you're seeing the dust fly around and nothing's clear and you feel so knocked down and knocked out, you will never get back where you need to be until you can get up on the inside. And some of us are exactly that way right now. Some of us are in a situation like that. You're down weeping right now. You're in a situation. If you're not now, you have been. But like Paul said earlier, when that day comes, here's what you do. And you get down. But you can't let yourself just stay there. You've got to do like David. You've got to make the decision on the inside. And you got to get up. Don't stay in that pity party. Don't stay there just weeping. Get up on the inside and God will supernaturally work for you. And you'll become a hero, not a rat. Life's going to come out good for you. You're going to come out of this thing smelling good. When the smoke cleared, when the dust settled, David's on top. David's smelling good. David's a hero. And so God wants to do that for every single one of us. Every single one of us. Paul and Silas was in a bad situation. And what's amazing here is they were right smack dab in the middle of the will of God. They were preaching, the two apostles. They're right smack dab in the will of God. They're going around. They're ministering to people. They're healing people, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, and getting people into the kingdom of God. And this little girl, they're in a city called Thyatira, and this little girl starts following them around. And she starts saying some crazy things. What she's really saying sounds good, but Paul recognizes that the girl is demon-possessed. And so Paul casts the demon out of the little girl. Now, what's bad is that this girl was a slave girl and made her master a lot of money. And so when Paul casts the demon out of her, there's no more money to be made. And he's losing money. So what he does is he has Paul and Silas arrested. And they take them to this fictitious court situation. They give them a crazy trial. Then they beat them. Now, Paul's a Roman soldier. None of this is supposed to be going on for a Roman citizen. He's not supposed to be happening to a Roman citizen. And Paul is going through this. He's being beaten. And then they take him to prison. They put him in the innermost of the prison. He's just not in, you know, in light confinement. He is in the innermost dungeons of the thing. And then the Bible says that they put stocks on his feet. And there they are. Doing the will of God. Again, God never promises us it's going to be easy. Even when we're doing his will. Exactly the way we should be doing it. Did Paul go into a pity party? Did he say, "Oh God, I don't understand this. I'm going to church all the time. I'm giving. I'm ministering to people. I'm even preaching your word. I don't understand this." And he didn't blame the little girl. He didn't blame the guy who owned her. He didn't blame anybody. You know what Paul and Silas did? They kept their faith. They prayed, the Bible said, and they praised God. And I have learned that when we can do that, supernatural things happen. When you, in your darkest of times, can stay tight with God, and though you don't want to, you praise Him, God will do some supernatural things in your life. Let me read you the passage. It's in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, that means it's at the darkest time, your darkest moment. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. This is a supernatural earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. Now they're in the prison, they're in the bottom. It's a good thing now they're in the bottom, because this earthquake has shaken everything and everything's collapsing. And now they're down in the bottom, but now not only does it shake everything, but it opens up all the doors, which is sort of understandable when the building's falling apart. And it says, though, but this thing is supernatural, because not only did it do that, but everyone's bands were loosed. See, when God gets involved into our dark times, when we keep Him interested in our lives and involved with us and praising Him and praying to Him, then we can expect some supernatural things to happen. See, in the midst of this mess, God shows up in this injustice, in this horrible time. And I have learned through personal experience that when you praise God and you are faithful to God in your darkest times, when you can get yourself up on the inside, when things are really bad, when you're in bondages, when you're in having this difficult time, I have learned from personal experience that God will supernaturally show up with an earthquake for you. This was years ago. You've heard this story. I was going through the worst time of my life. I mean, I was humiliated. I was embarrassed. It was one of those times when you don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to come to church. I was angry. I was hurt. I was mad. I was feeling all those things that a preacher shouldn't feel. But I came, and I had to make a decision like David. Am I going to just stay in this pity party? But while I was down on the outside, I made a decision on the inside to get up, and I got up. on the inside. And I began to praise God, and I began to encourage myself in the Lord, and I began to bless God, and God supernaturally sent an earthquake that shook everything up. I mean, within 20 minutes, everybody's loosed. Within 20 minutes, the building's paid off. All those things that I thought had us all bound up and was going to be the end of us, and it was loosed and set free. And the next thing I know, everything's paid off and a whole lot of more good stuff happened. So I can tell you from personal experience that God, there's something about being in God and getting up on the inside in your darkest of times and staying tied in faith with God like you're supposed to, doing what you know you're supposed to do, that God will show up supernaturally in your life, and He will do some shaking, and some good things always come out of it. I know some of you have been battling some things for a long, long time. I know some of you, like your marriages. It seems like it's never going to get better. It's never going to end. I just don't know where this marriage is going to go. Or maybe some of you with the children, or with your occupation, or with your finances. You know, you've been battling it, and it just doesn't seem like it's getting any better. But I want you to see something. Jesus met a guy one day who had been sick and had been an invalid, the Bible says, for 38 years, long time. And the setup is this: it's like a promenade. It's this area, and in the center of this promenade area is the Pool of Bethesda. And as tradition said, that an angel of God would come down and stir these waters, and whoever got into that water first would be healed. And so all of these sick people accumulated here, and they were everywhere. And so Jesus comes through this area, and all of these sick people are laying around. And for some reason, He picks out this one guy. I know why it is. He picks out this one guy so He can teach us a lesson. And He walks up to this one guy, and He says, "Tell me about your situation." And He begins to talk to this guy. And He finds out this guy has been sick for 38 years, laying here on this mat at the Pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Let me read it to you. It's in John chapter 5, verse 5. It says, "One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When?" Now, here's what I want you to get this. Because, see, Jesus is going to ask this guy a seemingly silly question. But it's not. It's very, very deep. And it's a question that God's going to be asking every one of us as we read the story. "When Jesus saw him lying there, and learned that he'd been there in this condition for a long time." He'd seen him lying there, and he learned that he'd been there for a long time in this condition. Jesus asked him, do you want to get well? And it doesn't seem like you want to get well. You've been here 38 years. You got to have seniority. You know, somebody should surely in 38 years get you in the pool. In 38 years, you should have figured this thing out. Do you want to get well? You see, we allow some things to cause us to be invalids that we really shouldn't allow. And so, do you want to get well? And so what we start doing is exactly what this guy does. He starts giving Jesus all these reasons. He's got 1,000 reasons, and we do too. We've got all these reasons. Well, life's been unfair to me. You know, nobody helps me. Nobody gives me a break. I can't catch a break. Nothing works out for me. And he gives Jesus all these reasons. And Jesus says, "Shut up." Now, he didn't say that. That's me. But here's what he did say. John 5, verse 8 says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Get up! Get up! Pick up your pity party. Pick up this thing you've been walling around in for all this time. Pick up your mat and walk.' And at once that man was cured and picked up his mat and walked." So your attitude has got to be that as a warrior, as an overcomer. Your attitude's got to be that is, I don't care how long I've been fighting this thing. I'm going to fight until I win. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care how bad it is. I'm going to fight until I win. I don't care if it's a whole generation. I have to fight my whole life. I'm going to fight until I go out or until I win. I'm going to get up on the inside. And God sees our determination. And he sees that we have done all we can do, so he does what we can't do. And when we understand that, that when we've stood, we put on the armor of God, we've been faithful, we're doing all we can do, then God comes in and he does what we can't do. Psalms 51:10 is interesting. It says this, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Everybody knows this verse. "And renew a right spirit." Where? Within me. A right spirit, a right attitude, a right focus on life. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, a persevering, and a steadfast spirit within me." Persevering, steadfast means hard-headed. Make me hard-headed, God. Make me so I will not give up. You see, when you got a wrong spirit, you're a sitting duck for the enemy. He will come, he will torment you. He will give you all these crazy imaginations. You're a sitting duck when you got a wrong spirit. When you've let yourself get down on the inside and you got a wrong spirit, the enemy's going to have a field day with you. And he will destroy you. He will eat you up. But when you got a right spirit, you got a persevering spirit, when you got a spirit that hard-headed spirit, a spirit that will not go give up, a spirit that gets up on the inside, when you got this kind of a spirit, when you got this kind of an attitude about life, can't anything knock you down and keep you down? Can't anything defeat you? You're going to come out on top. You're going to come out smelling good. People who are constantly winners in life, people who constantly come out on top. And you've all heard it, man, you see somebody going through this crazy, horrible thing and they come out smelling like a rose. People that do that are people who will not allow themselves down on the inside. They keep their faith. They know who they are. They're confident. But people that always win, always lose, let me start over. People who always lose, people who are always in a pity party, People who always go through life failing, just failure after failure, they give up. They don't have a right spirit. And they're a sitting target. They're just a sitting duck for the enemy. God, give us an attitude, a steadfast attitude. You see, the only thing that's keeping so many of you from going to the next level that God has for you, the next level of life where you're blessed and you get to enjoy life in a new dimension, in a higher dimension, is your attitude. And what we've got to do today is we've got to learn. See, you've got all these thousands of reasons why life's been unfair to you. You got all these people you can blame. But until you understand that it's up to you, you decide whether you have confidence or not. You decide whether you stand or not. You encourage yourself. You decide to praise God and pray. Until you get yourself up on the inside, you're going to go through life like that, defeated. But when you can get up on the inside and you can stand and not give away land, even though you don't understand it, and it doesn't seem like you're progressing any, at least you're not giving any land back, any ground back to the enemy. You got to be like Paul says there, you got to come out of these things smelling good. You got to have confidence in yourself. You got to have confidence in God. You got to have confidence in the people of God. You got to have confidence. Don't throw your confidence away, because when you do, you're going to come out triumphing every single time. Always causes us to triumph. You got to be like Paul and Silas in that inner prison. See, some of the things that you're facing in life right now are like shackles around you. You feel like you're in an inner prison, all shackled up and bound up. But let me tell you something, if you'll get up on the inside and begin to praise God and do what you're supposed to do, God's going to show up with an earthquake for you. He's going to shake everything around you up, and you're going to come out smelling good. You got to do like David, and though it looks like things are going up in smoke, encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Get up on the inside. You're going to go, and rather than being the rat, you're going to be the hero. See? Here's the deal. God didn't make any junk. God made you. you're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer in this world. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Through Him, you have triumph every single time. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our day. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity that we have to come and to worship you together. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. I ask you now to encourage your people. Lord, I ask you that they'll understand today that the only reason we can lose is if we give up. If we'll stay in the faith, if we'll keep ourselves up on the inside, there is no obstacle in life that can defeat us. Your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Maybe right now you're going through something. I mean, right now, this minute, you're in the dungeon. You're in the pits, and you see your life going up in smoke. It's just bad. And the Lord is saying to you right now, get up on the inside. I'll get with you. Don't wait on me to get you up. You get up, and then I'll get with you. And we'll conquer this thing. We'll make it come out right. You'll come out smelling good. Or maybe you just have not had the level of success yet that you want to have in life. You know, you want to be successful, but it seems like every time that you kind of get close, there's this opposition that happens that you sort of back away. You stop pushing. So if that's you today, maybe you're going through something that's really devastating right now. Or maybe you just haven't gotten to where you want to get in success. Because it seems like sometimes when it gets a little tough, you tend to back off a little bit. Would you, along with me, because I do too sometimes, would you along with me raise your hand right where you're sitting, and let's pray together and just ask God to help us, give us a right spirit. Would you raise your hand right where you're sitting if that's you? I see your hands. Hands all over the place. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to have a right spirit within us. We don't want to be sitting ducks. Lord, we want to be conquerors. We want to be victorious. And Father, some of these I know are going through a dungeon experience right now. They, like David, are down on the outside. But Lord, I pray today they can get up on the inside, that this can be their day. This is their moment. They don't have to go one more day, not one more minute, experiencing defeat. They can begin to experience the sweet smell of victory. So, Father, I ask you right now in Jesus' name to touch every single one of us. Let us be conquerors. Let us be what you've made us and called us to be. Your head still bowed and your eyes closed. Now, I don't know where all of you are with God, but you do, and you know whether you are or whether you're not where you need to be with God. You see, the thing is that if you don't have a right spirit, if God hasn't put His Spirit in you, you're going to go through life with defeat after defeat after defeat after defeat. You're never going to be victorious. But in Christ, it changes. And we become triumphant and after triumph, after triumph, after triumph. Jesus died so that we could be triumphant. That we can have abundant lives and great lives. But if you're far from God, and you know you're not where you need to be with God, then that's just not working in you. And you're having a defeated life. So if that's you today, and you just know you're not where you need to be with God, but you want to get that kind of straightened out and start today, focusing yourself and directing your life toward victory, if that's you, right where you're sitting, would you raise your hand and let me pray for you right where you're sitting? That's you? See your hand back? See your hand right down here in the front? Look at me and make eye contact so I can just make sure you see me.